Houston Medical Center CEO Charles Briscoe says his employees are tired.
Our nurses and healthcare providers are worn out.
They're exhausted by the fourth big wave of COVID infections, this time driven by the Delta variant. It's packing Central Georgia hospitals and in some cases making it all but impossible for healthcare workers to provide anything but COVID care.
Unfortunately, they're also catching a lot of the heat of the rhetoric that we see in our community.
So many are quitting. The result has been hospitals, not just in Central Georgia, but all around the South, that have been forced to send patients to any hospital in any state that has room. That was part of the message at a press conference with leaders of the region's largest hospitals Wednesday. Their hope? Making the COVID vaccine hesitant, see their inaction could cost lives, and not just from COVID. The medical center at Atrium is the only trauma center between Atlanta and Florida. CEO Delvecchio Finley says COVID overcrowding temporarily made the hospital incapable of receiving trauma patients recently.
And it's the first time that we have been for years.
A car crash victim on that day would have been taken, who can say where?
We don't take it lightly, again, because minutes matter.
Steve Doretti leads the Piedmont Hospitals in Macon. He says just saying you support healthcare workers won't be enough to see us through the Delta surge.
Step outside yourself and make a choice for your family, for your neighbors, and for those people that you don't know.
And Doretti says get vaccinated against COVID-19. For them as much as for yourself. For GPB Macon, I'm Grant Blankenship.